Interview between Mrs. E.G. White and W.C. White, January 27, 1910. When I called to see how Mother was this morning and to inquire if she was willing to attend the 8:30 meeting, she began to talk about her interview yesterday afternoon with Elder Evans. Then she inquired about the meetings, how they were progressing. I told her that one of the matters which was delaying the progress of the meeting was the question which our brethren had submitted to her in writing about the Loma Linda Medical School. And as the document was lying on her table, I handed it to her, and she read it again. Then she began to repeat to me what she had said to Elder Evans regarding the work that must be done for the sick by nurses and by intelligent people who are not physicians. Then I said to her, "Mother, there is quite a general agreement on the part of our people that a great amount of work of this kind ought to be done, and that the Loma Linda School should train people to take a part in this work. But the question which perplexes many is this. There are some among our young people who believe they ought to pursue a full line of studies that will enable them to receive diplomas and take state examinations and be prepared to meet all the requirements of a legalized physician. Shall the Loma Linda School undertake to furnish them the education they require, notwithstanding the large expense involved? Or shall we permit the few who think they must qualify to be regular physicians to get their education and qualification at the world's best colleges and universities, as they are doing at the present time?" The answer was, "Whatever education our young people preparing to be physicians require, that we must give." Afterward, she took pencil and paper and wrote out a more complete statement and sent it to Brother Chrysler to be manifolded and placed in the hands of our brethren. W.C. White.